Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to episode 276 of the Worship Probs Podcast. And when I say I have a treat for you today, I have an absolute capital T-R-E-A-T for you. Okay, but first, okay, the three E's, we're still doing that. Entertain, encourage, and equip. We're still asking you to go to Apple Podcasts and drop a 5-star rating and a really fresh review. People have been having AI write their reviews as like a teenager or whatever. Just go have some fun with it. Okay. I don't even know what to say. I am here today with Big Gingy, Jeremy Van Valkenburg. What is up, my man?
Bro, we back. We are back. I'm looking at it right now. I think my last episode was what, 93?
96, I think, is what.
Oh, 96. Yeah, wow, that's even more than I thought. You have had 280 episodes.
Unbelievable.
I know.
So you were on
180.
We did a special series with Ross Video, and you were on those a couple of years ago. But in terms of like this regular Tuesday deal, you haven't been on since 96. So I am so pumped. This is going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time today. If you didn't listen to the first 96 episode, you need to promise me, just go do that. It'll be the best time you've spent. Okay. We're going to share all kinds of stuff with you today. We've got prayer concerns, and we're dipping into the Wayback Machine, and we're going to bring back some OG early years prayer concerns.
Yes.
And then we are going to catch up with the man himself, Big Gingy, Jeremy Van Valkenburg. Okay, but before we get too deep, let us tell you about our friends at Planning Center.
Hey friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
So dude, this feels like I took a nap a long nap, and then here we are. We did this every week for 96 weeks.
We did. This is just, I just reunited and it feels so good. Right? Like, isn't that just how that feels right now in this moment?
It's so good, man. And the hair is looking fresh. The beard is looking fierce.
Yeah, dude.
We both have glasses, which is weird.
Dude, yeah. I realized, I'm getting older now. And so we moved to Nashville 6 months ago and I got a new doctor, and I like rolled up in there and realized I'm probably old enough to be my doctor's dad.
Youch.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a brutal moment, just like, man. Yeah, that's a brutal moment.
Yeah, dude. It's like you wake up one day and you're like, oh, everything's cool and rad. And then the next moment you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm everyone's dad. This is cool. Like,
you're going to start bringing up bands that no one's ever heard of, and you're going to
constantly
say things that,
bro. Like, it's insanity.
So, favorite Nashville restaurant that you've discovered in the 6 months that you've been there, what would you say that is?
Ooh.
It's an epic food scene down there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to kind of go a little bit by genre of food. Mm-hmm. So if you want Thai food, there's a place called Dang Thai over near the zoo that is legitimately off the charts. We went to a spot yesterday called Mitchell's that makes like sandwiches with the best bacon you've ever had.
Oof.
We found a really great steakhouse called Sperry's that literally, bro, here's a probably none of our listeners know, but like it feels like you're in the clubhouse of Caddyshack.
Oh gosh. Come on. Yeah. Let's go. I need to go.
Get a bowl of soup with that hat.
That's fantastic. So, that is fantastic. Oh my gosh. I can't wait. Okay. So Jeremy's going to be here for the whole episode today and he's going to just do what Jeremy does. Okay. And that is give little gifts all along the way. And then, we're going to just have a catch-up conversation and we're going to do a deep dive into the world of Big Gingy and just get all the stuff, all the tea, all the details, all the deets. You know, it's going to be epic. I'm so glad we're doing this. It's been a long, long time. Okay. Just a couple of housekeeping things, guys. Worship Karaoke. We just launched season 3. We launched with the first episode of season 3 with Tyler and Corey from Red Rocks. Jeremy, I don't know if you've watched this, but we do this thing called What's in the Glove Box, where they open the glove box in the car and there's a surprise in there. And so Corey grabbed a slide whistle and started playing it on pitch over,
are you serious?
Over Hosanna by Brooke Litchwood. It was the most epic thing I've ever. Yeah, it was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow. Okay.
So then episode 2 is Big Yance, Jen Smale, that the one with the funny smale that we so, you know, it's well chronicled. You know, Jen used to make fun of us really from the very beginning of the podcast. Every week we'd be recording and we'd be like, oh geez, Jen's gonna have a field day with this. And we didn't even know who she was. We just knew this random lady named Jen Smale was lighting us up every weekend and we would die laughing. And so she's on episode 2. It was phenomenal. We got, another episode coming soon. So just buckle up for that. Follow us on YouTube at Worship Probs. Hit that follow, subscribe button. Patreon, if you want to, if the podcast has ever meant anything to you, if you've ever laughed or you've gotten some meaning, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link in the bio for that as well. So
let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
So, hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Brian.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I hope I know what time it is.
It's time for Prayer Concerns. Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by 5 Words Media, the amazing people that bring you free church AV. 5 Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at 5 Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The 5 Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find 5 Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. Schedule a call with 5 Words Media now.
This used to be legit my favorite thing. It's just shocking what people will say.
Oh my gosh. It's absolutely.
I think Probably my favorite one from back in the day, some of the OG ones. Remember the one where the guy said this lady would come up every single week to the booth and ask him to turn it down? And he had an empty fader on his console, and he would pull that fader back, and he'd look at her and smile and be like, I got you. Yeah, it turns out he was the lighting guy.
He was the lighting
guy. She was complaining to the lighting guy. He was just turning down one of the faders on the lighting desk.
So I'm going to tell you this. Coming soon to our online store is the Nothing Box. Our friends at Five Words Media have made a box with the dial to nowhere, and it goes up to 11. And there are lights on the box and everything. And you, for when that person comes up and complains, you're just gonna be able to dial the Nothing Box in. So that's coming soon. Papa Gorley has been in the workshop working on that. So
I'll be your first couple of orders. That's phenomenal.
It's gonna be awesome. So okay, if you don't know what prayer concerns are, your congregation, they've been given a license to share, right? And so maybe you've got like a connection card and there's a section on there that says, how can we pray for you? Sometimes they'll tell you legit, like I'm having surgery or my mom's sick or whatever. But oftentimes they use that section to just light you up because of something they just didn't care for. We've had a rash of the color of clothes, like red and pink just seems to really, really trigger people. Yeah, last week the lady said, I think they call that menopause pink is what she called a lady's outfit. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? So, okay. People send these in from all over. You can go to our website, worshipleaderprobs.com, click on the prayer concerns tab and submit yours there, or you can DM those to us on any of the socials. So let's dive right in. And again, we're going way back here on prayer concerns. So prayer concern number one, a guy came up to me recently and asked, where's the smoking section? Where's the smoking section?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
random for church. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. Maybe he's a Creaster. He's just a Christmas Easter guy. He didn't know what was happening. So.
What is a Creaster? I've never heard that before. I've been in full-time ministry for 15 years. How have I never heard that?
I'm here to give you some gifts today. So,
I'm here for it.
All right. Number two, got this comment when I came off stage and it says, wow, looks like you're getting a little fluffy. Why would you say that?
Fluffy.
Why would you say that?
Brian, you did this for a lot of years. Yeah. Like, did you say thank you? Or like, go back and go, yeah, well, you like, look a little pinky.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to choose to take this as a compliment, I guess.
Yeah.
People get wild out there, man. They get wild. Okay, number three, prayer concern number three. This one came to me. Okay.
Really?
It was an email, and I'm just going to read it to you. And it says, Hey, Brian, as always, I really enjoy the worship section of the services. I had an interesting experience with the boys today after church. In all the years that the boys have been in church, and as I've read the Bible, the word Calvary has never been mentioned. And so I wanted to let you know that every time you sing the song Calvary, all my boys can think of is horses. And I wonder how to tie that together with them and how you would suggest that I help that. So I replied and I said, I think they might be thinking of the cavalry as opposed to Calvary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of hate you right now. You would. You would bring this one back. This is really what got Jen to really reach out to us. Exactly, I think. Yeah.
Have you gotten the victory over Calvary?
I feel like I might have, but now that I'm on this, okay. Calvary and Calvary?
There it is. You did it. First time, baby.
Calvary? I don't think I could do it. Calvary. Nope. That Calvary. Cavalry. I don't know.
So if this is new to you, the first time we shared this prayer concern would have probably been 2018, 2019. And this went on for probably 5 or 6 minutes with Jeremy trying to pronounce Calvary or Cavalry. This was classic Big Gingy, man. It was
Calvary. Calvary. Like, I can see that extra A in my head. It just does not want to come out of Mount Calvary. Okay. Henry Cavalry.
There it is.
Like,
you got okay. it. You got yeah, it.
Got it.
Congrats, hey, my guy. You
hashtag
got it.
Growth, man. You know, we've awesome. Learned a lot in the last 4 years. we've experienced a lot.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Okay, moving on. Okay, number four. Calvary. Prayer concern number four. We got this on a comment card, and it says, your job is to prepare people's hearts for the message. And you're not doing that because the music is too loud and you sing too high. Your tones are not pleasing to the heart.
Not the tones. Not the tones. Please, not the tones.
Rolled up on a man's tones like that. That is, that's bad.
I mean, that's just cutting somebody to the quick. Like, oh, your tones.
Your tones are not pleasing to the heart. Not pleasing.
Yeah. You are not pleasing my heart with your tones.
That's bad. That's bad.
Wow.
That's
really, really bad. That sucks.
Okay.
I'm going to add that to my vocabulary now. The tones.
In every episode since you left,
yeah,
we set it up this way. Here's the last one, the bottom of the pudding cup. Prayer concern number five. That is my tribute to Big Gingy, the bottom of the pudding cup. Prayer concern number five. Last night, a lady asked our worship director to turn off the haze because it was bothering her corn allergy. Corn is in pretty much everything, she said. It makes my tongue swell up.
I don't have a lot of words right now, Brian. I don't have a corn allergy. Wow.
Oh, Lord, help us. Jesus.
I don't think there's corn in haze.
I don't think there is either. I don't think.
I mean, what a corny way to end this thing.
Oh my gosh. Fam. Okay. So those are prayer concerns. Send yours in, go to the website, worshipleaderprobs.com. There's a link in our bio to do that as well. Submit your prayer concerns. As always, you will be anonymous, as will your church. So send those in to us. Well, I always tell you, we get to have some fascinating conversations with some amazing people. And today is certainly no exception. So let's dive into our catch-up conversation with Big Gingy Jeremy Van Valkenburg. Today's conversation is brought to you by AllClear. AllClear Audio makes custom and universal fit in-ear monitors by hand in Minneapolis. They have custom models for every need and budget and some of the best customer service in the industry. They also have universal in-ear monitors for teams that aren't going fully custom, but want the quality and sound of a company that knows how to design monitors for worship teams. In addition, they offer a flat $99 repair fee for the life of your monitors. That includes everything from wax buildup to trying to sit down with them in the back pocket of your skinny jeans. They are always eager to help you find the right monitor for you, and they have resources available on their website at allclear.com. You can find a link in our bio to check out AllClear today. So welcome back, my dude. How's everything in Big Gingy Land?
Oh, dude, everything is, it's good, man. About 6 months ago now, we took a position at a church here in Nashville, Tennessee. And so we've been here for about 6 months. And yeah, dude, it's great. Like, I don't know, for some of you who were listening in the beginning, we, my wife and I adopted a child back in 2020. And he's getting huge, and he's my little best friend. And my wife is, you know, she's able to kind of work from home and be with him. And yeah, it was just kind of in a really, really healthy place right now, really enjoying what God's up to. We love living in Nashville, and we adore the church that we're serving in now. And yeah, dude, it's been a, it's been a really good transition coming out here. So yeah, it's kind of like what's going on right now. Kind of, it's been a lot of fun kind of coming into a new church that had like a lot of cool gear and things like that. And to just kind of like train some people and some new ways of doing things and maybe some new ways of thinking through things and just utilizing what they already had to make like a really big impact has been really fun and kind of given vision of what things could be. And so, yeah, fantastic team here and we're hiring and adding more people. And yeah, dude, God's just really up to something special.
I'm so glad. That's amazing. So, okay. So for those of you who don't know the backstory, so Jeremy and I met in, it was like 2016, 2017.
17, I think.
On the Experience Conference team. And yep. We just became fast friends. There was just a really special connection there. And
yeah.
So this was back when I had started this worship. It was known as Worship Leader Probs back then. And there were like two people on the planet who knew it was me because I was anonymous. And I rolled up to Jeremy at a dinner one night and I was like, bro, I need to tell you something. And I think Jeremy thought I was going to confess this like deep, dark sin. And and I told him that I was running this and you didn't believe me. Do you remember that
conversation? I did not. You did. Oh, 100%. I made you prove it.
He did.
I was like, dude, you prove it. Show me. Because it was one of my favorite accounts on Instagram.
Oh man, that's so cool. That's so cool. Well, okay. So as we became friends and started to talk more, you said, hey, you need a podcast. And as we talked more about it, we thought, how cool would it be to have a worship leader and a production leader on together?
Yeah.
You know, that can often be maybe a little strained kind of a relationship depending on the situation. Yeah. And so you and I started this podcast together back in the fall of 2018. And
goodness
for the
gracious.
First 96 episodes, it was just the two of us talking and laughing and
yes.
dreaming. Is there anything that you remember about those days? You've done a lot of living.
Oh, yeah. Then,
but what jumps out to you?
I remember sitting at the Experience Conference before the podcast had gotten started. And there was like an artist circle thing happening. And I want to even say I was sitting with you and Lori and Kim. And I felt Holy Spirit kind of tell me, like, you see the people on stage, those are going to become your contemporaries. And it didn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, we have this idea for the podcast. And do you remember there was a day where, like, we're going to do this. Now we need some guests. And we reached out to Chris McClarney, Anthony Evans Jr., I think Meredith Andrews.
Yeah.
And one other person that I can't remember.
Paul Balazs.
And Paul Balazs. And we DM'd everybody. And we're like, hey, we're starting this thing up and would you be interested? And like legit within an hour, everyone said, yes, we'd love to. We love this account. And it was just like a meme account, you know, at the time. And it was just like those moments where it was like, wow, God's kind of doing something really special. Yeah. Probably one of my favorite was going up to Indiana and meeting Brian and going backstage at the Jesus Culture concert and interviewing Chris for the first time.
Right.
And that kind of actually turning into a friendship. And, you know, like it was a lot of really cool things at the beginning. And then I was at a conference and like literally hearing people come up and going, you and Brian's conversations, they've changed how our church is doing ministry.
Wow.
You know, and it was just like, you know, Brian and I, we're just like talking, sharing our hearts, and seeing that was making an impact, made me think, okay, this is special. This is more than just, you know, some entertainment or anything like that. And then I think it was somewhere in that time that the three E's kind of came out as Brian and I were dreaming and just even seeing now the impact, Brian, you're still making on so many people and churches. And, it's just really humbling that we get to kind of start that thing together and, you know, and how you're still doing it and God's just blessing it. And so I just want to say to everybody that's listened to this, that's seen Brian on all the things, like if you meet Brian, what you see is what you get. Like the heart that he has for the church is legit. And, I think God has honored your steps of obedience, Brian, and the stewardship that you've put into making sure that this is really about resourcing people. And so, yeah, I'm just proud of you, bro. I'm just so proud of you.
Man, that means the world to me. And we probably wouldn't have a podcast if you hadn't said that to me. Cause I think my first question was like, I've never listened to a podcast. Like, is this like, tell me about it. And Jeremy was like, yeah, hey, I was on a podcast once before. I know a little bit about how to do it and handled all the back end stuff. And one of my favorite moments from that Jesus culture thing with McLarney was I asked him like, why would you do this? Like, you don't know us. I'm anonymous. You invite us backstage. And he goes, man, what a great story. You know, Christian artist murdered by random internet guy.
Yeah. That was unbelievable. So fun, bro.
Okay. So after 96 episodes, you had some margin challenges, man. You adopted Miller, you moved across the country, and you became the production director at Transformation Church all in like, it seems like 30 days. Maybe it was a little longer than that, but like, so.
It felt that way.
What can you tell us about that experience? And like you were kind of driving a bus that was something that everybody watched. Like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot, man. Like Brian said, we were serving at a church in Florida and we had known that God was releasing us. And so, you know, this opportunity came up, at Transformation Church through a friend, and we kind of went into it not wanting to do it. You know, like it was just like, I don't really want to, I know what a pace is going to be. I know, you know what I mean? Like you just kind of know what it's going to be, but God just kind of kept going over and over, and we kind of just ran. And like I said, we had just adopted our son Miller. My wife kind of gave up her career for us to go out to the middle of nowhere. Like literally Tulsa, Oklahoma is like the belly button of America. Like it's literally out by itself in the middle of nowhere. And we just kind of did that. And then getting there and kind of, you know, going from mid-level church production to, in the words of Papa Gorley, because he came out and visited, like he's like, I didn't realize you were doing Beyonce level production on every single Sunday.
Right.
Like, you know, so the jump of that and just, you know, expectations and the things you put on yourself and all that, it was a lot at one time. And then there were so many cool, like kind of spiritual things that God was doing at the same time and open our eyes to new experiences. And it became kind of so much that was, you know, part of the reason, like Brian would be like, hey bro, I got so-and-so, can you do a podcast? No, can't, no, busy again. Like it was just, you know, it kind of got to this point where it was like, I can't juggle everything here. And so, that time out there was, it was incredible. I had some of the highest highs, but also transparently some of the lowest lows of my career. And so, yeah, like learned a lot. I learned a lot about who God was. I learned in so many ways. I had been putting God in a box for years. I learned about pace. I learned about my identity being in the wrong things. Like, again, like so many highs and like so many lows. Yes, we floated my pastor across the stage in a boat and made it rain on him. But then also at the same time, after jumping into some counseling, having to sit down and apologize to my wife for making my job my identity. And, you know, when job things go up and down and allowing that to affect who I am, of maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not that, you know. So like, again, high highs and just low lows, but the constant was always God through it and the refining he was doing and the growing that he was doing and all of those different things. So, it was a whole roller coaster.
Oh my gosh. So is it true that you were the like rehearsal stand-in for the time that he spit on that dude's eyes?
I can neither confirm nor deny that moment.
Okay. So this brings up an interesting question for those of us who serve in worship and production. So, you know, we're sort of, especially in America, I think we're kind of conditioned that bigger is always better. Bigger is more successful. Bigger is like, what would your takeaway be from that kind of a conversation? I mean, you've done it, like you said, you know, You've done it in churches of, I don't, what was Vero? 1,000?
1,000 to 1,200.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you've done it at a place where literally hundreds of thousands of people are watching your live stream every week. Like,
yeah.
What would your takeaway be from that kind of a conversation?
Yeah. There is a cost to bigger, and it's not just financial. Mm. So we sit back and I, sitting on the other side of all of that, I was guilty of this, of, well, I want to have 1200 LED panels and I want to have this and I want to have every direct box via Neve and, you know, and then you get into that and then suddenly there's a, you have to have so many people to run it. And then you have to be able to, you know, you're introducing more problems, more things that can go, you know, like, and so you end up the bigger looks to be super cool, but the maintaining of the bigger, it there's a cost to that that I had never factored in other than the cool factor, you know? And so, and then the other things I learned is like, man, if I can't learn to steward the things I have now, I'm never going to be able to steward more. And so there was a lot of massive growth in the midst of all of those things. When you go from one thing to the next of like, you know, learning how to steward this thing here would have prepared me potentially more. And so like, yeah, I think there's kind of a false narrative in church production that the more means my mixes are going to be better. If I have more lights, I can make it look cooler. I can really bring people in. But it's just not, that's not it at all, man. Like, I have learned from, you know, we do at my current church, you know, we do a thing where like, it's a prayer thing every Tuesday and like, it's acoustic worship on the floor in the auditorium, people spread out, there's no lights, there's no graphics, there's no anything. And that's one of the most powerful worship experiences I have on a weekly basis.
Wow.
You know, and it's, yeah, I think there's just there's a thing as we look at social media and we think I need all of these things in order to be successful, or I need all of these things. Like if God would allow me to be a part of doing all these things, I guess I'm finally enough. And that's just not,
there it
is. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
If you're not enough in whatever you're doing now, you're definitely not going to think you're enough, even no matter where you get to. And honestly, that is a bit of my journey. Like what put me into counseling was, you know, I looked at my wife and I was like, you know, you would think for what I do for a living, there's really not another higher level I go to unless I leave the church world and move into the secular world. And I'm still struggling with, I'm not enough.
Wow.
You know, I'm still looking for acceptance. I'm still looking for all these things. And it was just like, it finally clicked for me. A job title doesn't change the fact that if you're not confident in who Jesus called you to be, it doesn't matter.
Come on.
You're always going to be unhappy. And so, you know, I've been pretty honest in most places I've chatted. I've done a lot of therapy and really got in and did some repentance with the Lord of like, it's not about a job title. It's not about all these different things. Like it's, I just want to be confident in the fact that like, I'm already loved by the Father and nothing changes that.
Oh man, Jeremy, that's so good. That's good. We all need to hear that. And I applaud you for taking that step and sharing that you took that step. Those are two very scary things to do. And so I applaud you for being vulnerable in that. And, you know, I hope our listeners hear that. I mean, that's so good. That's so good.
Well, here's the deal, Brian, though. It's not scary. You know why? It changed my life.
Wow. Wow.
I'm leading in freedom now. Well, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't matter the circumstances around me. Like, again, like I just said, I am loved by the Father. I'm chosen by the Father. He's already proud of me. So everything else I do, like, obviously I want to do it to his glory and I want to bring excellence. I want to do those things, right? Like that's just a part of like what I want to give back to God. But at the end of the day, like I rest in, and I couldn't do that a year ago. And so honestly, I want to shout it from the rooftops. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like, I fully believe, Brian, and I say this to our team all the time, revival in the church is going to start with production.
Come on, man.
If we had a bunch of production leaders that began leading in health and they began to lead from this foundation of like, you're already accepted, man. Like, it doesn't matter if you're on X32 at a church of 80 people, or if you're mixing at Transformation Church on one of the largest Elisa rigs in the world. You're already loved. You're already accepted. Like, none of the other stuff matters in that. And when you can live in just that freedom, and the reason I believe so highly that production is going to be the ones that will bring revival to the church is because in production, we touch every single ministry. Kids ministry needs things from us. Women's ministry, men's ministry, small groups, they're all. And so, like, if you take this spiritual freedom and that shalom peace follows you every step that you take, people are going to be like, why are they different? You know, like, and there's not many other departments within churches that get to literally have their hands on absolutely everything. And so that's something I'm just super passionate about and want to tell everybody about. It's like, yo, like, get into some counseling. There's some great books, some great resources, the Supernatural Ways of Royalty. Read that book. It'll change your life. It'll change how you lead. And if you're willing to do some of that hard work in your leadership, the people around, whether it's your volunteers, whether it's staff members, whether it's your family, they're going to feel that, and you're going to be leading up in every area that you're in. There's something about freedom that everybody wants a piece of it.
I love it.
Like, you can see when somebody walks into a room. Like, one of my favorite people in the world is a guy by the name of Jared Richard. We hired Jared at TCE. He had come from Bethel. Like, in a lot of ways, Jared helped kind of define the whole handheld camera thing that we're doing. But like, what most people don't ever get to experience with Jared is, like, production is like literally the bottom of his list. We listen to this, bro. I had Jared come in and Chad Vegas came out to do some training with our camera team. And so Jared, we're starting to teach handheld techniques. And he goes, all right, here's step one. He goes, the very first thing I do is I get on stage and I go, Holy Spirit, give me your eyes to see what you're doing in this moment and allow me to take what you're doing in the moment and translate it through this lens and remind me step after step after step that I'm already loved by you.
Wow. Come on, man.
Like, that's step one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And wherever Jared goes, people want a piece of that because Jared leads in freedom. Jared leads in identity. Yeah, he's a super sought after handheld camera guy. But when people leave, like, I can tell you three stories of people right now that Jared prayed for while he was here, and they found legitimate physical healing.
Wow. Praise God.
They don't remember that time he got 10 shots in one time that he had the handheld camera. What people remember is the fact that he laid his camera down and he prayed over people and they literally got healed.
Come on, man. Come on.
From production.
Let's go. Let's go.
Who cares about your snare drum when souls are on the line?
Come on, man. Come on, man. I love that. I love that so much. Wow. That's powerful. So, okay.
I got real preachy there.
I love it, man. Hit that, man. We can pray the benediction and go home now. You're now serving at Cross Point Church in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what you're doing there.
Yeah. So, I am the live experience pastor for Cross Point. And so, I oversee all of our experiences over the six campuses, and specifically direct oversight over production and programming. And so, yeah, this is an incredible church that they've gone through a lot over the years. In 2020, a tornado hit the building and ripped the roof off of it 2 weeks before COVID hit and shut the world down. Like,
good grief.
They've been through so much, but like, God just really do it. Some incredible things here. And man, when God kind of opened this opportunity for us, we weren't looking for anything. And a friend of mine was just like, bro, there's this church that I go to personally, and like, they have your heart, and I just feel like you should give this thing a look at. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we just like let it sit forever. And then it would just be like, one day you'd just be like, I wonder, is that still open? That position's still open. That's weird. You know what I mean? And like, God would just kind of keep bringing it up. And so finally, like after Easter, it just kept coming up. And so Easter hit, my wife and I, we went back to Florida for a week just to kind of recoup after a really long couple of weeks. And we just felt like the Lord was just like, just see what I'm up to.
Yeah.
And so we had started praying a dangerous prayer about 6 months prior. My wife and I, we kind of get together and pray as a family every day. And so we were praying, God, we are in a place in life now. We want to lay our dreams down and we want to pick up yours.
Come on. Wow.
And like, so we had been praying for our dreams for forever and ever and ever. But then we were like, I wonder if true happiness would lie in not my dreams, but in what God has. Mm. And so I applied and, you know, did the interviews and we came and it was all like, I was still on the fence. And then I got 20 minutes with our lead pastor and I walked out and was like, let's pack up. We're coming.
Yeah.
Our lead pastor he's got vision for days and he was so kind, like legit, Brian. So I get in. So I'm coming to, you know, talk about leading experiences and things like that. And you would think a lead pastor is going to be like, so what's your vision? What would you like to see us do? He goes, I got two questions. One, he's like, tell me what God has taught you about himself in the last year. And what has God taught you about you this year?
Wow.
And I like answer these questions. And then he looks over at my new boss, Eddie, and is like, yeah, I'm good. I was just like, you know, and then I kind of asked some questions and you know, what's the wins? And he's like, unleash the spirit of God on our services, man. Mm. I was
come on.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we said yes and we came. And so, yeah, it's cool. We're at a time of a lot of growth right now. We just hired a lighting designer. We're very excited about that. We're in the process of hiring a production director. So crosspoint.tv, if you're interested. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. A lot of building renovations and adding campuses. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. Well, they got the best of the best. And so I'm excited for them to get to just be around you and around your heart. That is always good for me. And so I'm so thankful for our friendship.
Oh yeah, bro.
So when we started this, you remember the Frank Five? We had these five questions that we asked everybody.
Oh my gosh.
The Frank Five. And we wanted them to be totally frank.
I forgot about that.
Well, the last one was the big room question. So we're still asking that. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But before we get there, I want to ask you a question just kind of about production people in general. And this is really interesting in light of what you said earlier about revival and how mm-hmm. production is uniquely positioned. So, okay, this is my opinion that production people have kind of gotten mislabeled, okay? You know, like I think they're maybe sometimes labeled as the people who are maybe just task oriented and not people oriented, or they're not people who have feelings. They're just like these machines that are back there hitting buttons. And so what would you say that you think are some misconceptions about production folks, and how do you think we go about fixing those in the worship community?
Yeah. One thing I like going off the, you know, sometimes tech guys, you know, we could be a little different and we see the world a little different, but the one thing I know is that we probably feel bigger than most anybody else.
Wow.
If a slide is wrong or something, like I guarantee we felt that harder than the lead pastor did, that it like, we feel sometimes, you know, I'm not the typical production personality, but like a lot of times I think people just don't know how much we care and how much a lot of times we do things in the dark nobody knows about to keep things moving because we care so deeply. Yeah. And so I think that's a misnomer. I think there's also, I think sometimes we fail production people. We're so concerned with having distraction-free environments that if we see unhealth in a person, we're afraid to poke the bear because we're afraid it might affect our services. And so I think that that's also a thing. Like if you see somebody's unhealthy, like, man, leave them, pastor them. Like, I think a lot of times they're good, right? Like they're doing the tech thing. And, I think encouraging tech people to share how they feel, meeting them where they are and how they feel comfortable sharing about their emotions, I think is huge. And, a lot of times guys, we're afraid to speak up. Because we're afraid if we show any kind of weakness, you'll just move on and find somebody else. And so I feel like there is a sentiment within the church of at least from some of the seats I've sat in and some of the other guys that I've worked with of like, well, if I step up and say this is too much, are they just going to find somebody who can do it? And I think that's why we burn people out so quick.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I have a lot of industry friends, and some of the biggest tours out there are being run by people that grew up in the church, got burned, and left. So for whatever reason, the church is pushing out our best and brightest, and they don't ever want to come back. And so I think those are just some things that we need to figure out, you know, and some things that kind of affect, I think, production leaders.
Amen. Amen. We do need to figure that out. Man. Okay. So this has just been so, so good to catch up with you. So, okay. We're still ending every interview, every conversation we have, we're ending it with the big room question. So
yeah.
You know this question well. You helped to write this question. So if we could get all the worship leaders and all their volunteers, all the production leaders and all their volunteers, got them all together in one big room and we handed you a microphone, what would be the one thing you'd want to say to that group?
Yeah, I'm just going to share where I'm at right now. Because sometimes this changes. I think last time I was asked this question, like, it was very much theology and therapy go together. Like those two things. But I would say right now, man, the journey God has me on is how much my holiness matters. And so I think personally, one of the biggest things that the devil has got us to buy into is that you can consume whatever you want during the week, and it's not going to affect your worship on Sunday. And so let me explain a little bit of how I got here. So my son's 3.5, and this even happened last night. So last night, we made tacos, and my wife was trying to get them into the taco shell, and like she gets it in, she went, "Oh, shh," and she didn't say it, and she stopped herself, but immediately he goes and repeats right back to her what she had said. A couple weeks prior to that, I had actually said it in a moment of weakness, and it hit me like, why was that? I dropped some raw chicken, and my first thing was that. Why is that? And so started diving into that and praying through, like, why am I at this thing? And so, like, okay, your boy's a dork. I love playing video games. And even more dorky, I like watching people play video games. So there's this app called Twitch, and I love watching Apex Legends. And I had a team that I like to follow. Like, honestly, I'm to the point where I would rather watch an Apex tournament than I would watch the Super Bowl. Like, whatever, judge me. And so it got to the point I was watching it a lot. Like, even be with the family, I'd have like an AirPod in. Oh, I want to miss the tournament. I want to know what's going on. Well, here's the deal. The language is awful. Like, there's no such thing as like a clean streamer anymore. And I would like be like, we'd go to bed and I couldn't sleep, and I put it on, be watching, and I was falling asleep to it. And so we got to this last month, we were doing something called Awaken in our church, where we're like picking something that we're going to fast. And I've like, usually a food fast guy, like, and so there's this thing I was learning about called like a soul fast. And that would be like a social media or something along those lines. The only thing that gave me anxiety going into Awaken was getting rid of watching Twitch.
Wow.
So I did that. And in the midst of it, I'm praying through this, like, you know, and the Lord hit me with, "You're compartmentalizing your holiness, Jeremy."
Oh man. Wow.
And I was like, "What does that mean?" And he's like, "So there's a scripture that says, therefore guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." And so the reason that the very first thing to come up was an expletive is because that's all you're filling yourself with. And it's affecting your holiness. And being holy is just, it's being set apart. It's being set apart for a purpose, is kind of how it was explained in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. And so I think that, like, what hit me so hard then was just like, oh my gosh, what other things in my life am I consuming throughout the week that is like, those are the things that are going to come up when I have to dip into the wellspring of life, whether a situation is bad, I have to have a hard conversation. What am I bringing up in those moments? Is it true? Is it godly? Is it scripture? And I know this is probably feeling very like legalistic, but it's not like, you trust me when I say that's not like my mindset in this. And so I'm on this like personal holiness thing of like, all right, God, like, what are the areas you want to cut out that are affecting my leadership on Sunday and my leadership on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? And it's been the craziest thing, bro. since I completely cut watching the video game stuff out, I still have a little bit of the anxiety and don't sleep well at night. I've replaced it with listening to worship music. Mm-hmm. I'm a different person. Mm-hmm. My wife would tell you I'm a different person. Wow. I feel more creative. Wow. Like when we get into meetings, talking through flows or ideas for a thing, it's just like I'm feeling things flying more because now I'm listening to the Bible when I drive into work. I'm listening to worship music all the time now. Like I'm surrounding myself with the things of God. And so now when I have to dip into the well thing, the wellspring of life, the things of God are coming out before the things of the world. Mm. And so, yeah, I that's where I'm at right now is this kind of journey of like, I think there's a, to come and to work for a church, there's a sacrifice that has to come along with that. Because like whatever we do in moderation, others are going to do in excess. Mm-hmm. And so like, I think there's a high call, like look at the Levites and the things that they would have to do to minister over the temple. Like there were very strict things that, that God called of the Levitical priests and stuff like that. And like, so I just think, yeah, like don't compartmentalize your holiness. Mm-hmm. Don't think that you can watch all the reels and all the things and it's not going to affect your worship on Sunday. I think it's something that I'm really passionate about right now. And I know I'm preaching to my team a lot. And so, yeah.
Man, that is so good. Man, that is so good. So good. Well, okay. I just want to take a moment here to just thank you. I want to thank you for who you are. I want to thank you for... as I said earlier, there wouldn't be the Worship Probs podcast without you. And so, man, we're standing on your shoulders and so, so grateful for the impact that you're making and the impact you've made on me and the impact you've made on all the people who follow and listen. And I'm just proud to be your friend. I'm proud to be your brother in Christ. And I'm so proud of how God is using you. And I just, I want you to know that so much of what we're doing now wouldn't exist if you hadn't gotten this ball rolling with me. And I am so, so blessed to count you as one of my dearest brothers. So I love you.
My man.
This is long overdue and I'm so glad to have you back on this week and just grateful for what God's doing in your heart and in your family. We love you, man.
Yeah, dude. I love, this is fun doing this right now with you, Brian, and seeing all this because like, this is crazy, right? As I'm looking at you on the screen, I'm legitimately looking at a miracle. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Every single time we would do a podcast together, we would pray that there would be a moment where you would get to step out and this would be your job. Mm-hmm. God heard our prayers. Amen. And now we're staring at a miracle in the fact that he allowed you to go out and this is what you get to do full time. Wow. It's a reminder of like, yeah. God's listening. God cares about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so like, absolutely. Man, getting to sit back and dude, I'm so thankful I got to be a part. I'm so thankful. And then I'm just even more excited to watch you just flourish, bro.
Oh, man, I love you, dude. And I'm so, glad that we did this. And so guys, thanks for listening so much to episode 276. Remember to hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please do us a favor, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a really nice review. That's a huge help in spreading the word about the podcast. And thanks for following us on the socials. We're at Worship Probs on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and YouTube. We're at Worship Leader Probs on TikTok. And you can join our community group on Facebook. There's a link in the bio there. Just answer the 3 questions. They're total layups. Like, what's the name of our account is one of the questions. So just please just do that. But join that. We're having really interesting deep dive conversations in there. And that is content that is different from all of our other accounts. So we'd love to have you join us in there. And a huge thanks to our friends at Maven Media Productions, man. Ali Bahanos is just an absolute ninja and she's doing a great job. If your church or your ministry needs help with branding or social media or somebody to come and consult with your social media team, hit them up at mavenmediaproductions.com. There's a link in our bio for that as well. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our intro. So Jeremy, do you remember your sign off?
No, I don't actually. Oh wait, see ya. Well,
oh yeah. Okay. So we're going to sign off here in a second.
Okay, here we go. I got you.
So guys, thanks for listening. We absolutely love you. Until next time, deuces.
See ya.